Claire, thank you for that. Can I just say from the... I'm trying to answer some questions from the viewpoint of the many researchers that the policy fellows meet. And can I echo, it's actually really cool. I mean, you know, at the end of the conversations, everybody's happy that after 1 hour you're separating, because maybe after another hour you'd be killing each other. But the feeling is we need to do more of that, and that happens at the end of every 60 minutes. Now, and I'd also like to suggest that you read the Government Foresight Report on the Future of Manufacturing that predicts by 2050 that half of heavy engineering will be biological. I know that because I wrote it. So I've been asked to talk about the relationship between policymakers and researchers from the researcher side, what works, and why do we do it as researchers as well. I think there's plenty of commentary and evidence about why policymakers might do it. Rob asked me to write a short speech, but I didn't have enough time, so I've written a long one. And that's one of the essences of the problem of the relationship between policymakers and researchers. In general, all of my interaction with policymakers has been with polite people who are desperately trying to make the world a better place. But they're polite. So they come to us researchers and they say, right, I'm going to phrase a question that's really helpful. So I'm going to read some of your papers and I'm going to talk to you in the language of your discipline. And I'm going to try and make my question ever more precise. And I'm going to suggest that the more precise you make the question, the longer you're going to get an answer. Because we're going to start to talk to you about the mental models that inform our way of thinking and our research methods and our caveats. Right? So I think there's a quantum effect here between the question and the answer. Please be less precise. You will get shorter answers. Right? And the best questions are, you know, this is my job. I want to make this particular world better. I want to solve this problem. That's not a question, it's a statement, right? And it allows people like me to grab onto all sorts of corners of that statement, some of which may have traction and value for the person who's asking or setting that problem. Some of my research is about how people from different disciplines get together to be creative. And it's a very commonly understood thing that to be good at that, you have to generate a common language, right? So it's incredibly important that you don't try to talk like researchers and we don't try to talk like people who understand policy. This is a route to complication, disaster, and miscommunication. And the most common language that we have is the language of society, the citizen, the problem. And I think it works best when we do that. So what works well? That's number one. The second thing that works really well and is really important is the way in which we solve the problem that I call the kissing frogs problem. You all know the story. You've got to kiss a lot of frogs to find just the one prince. And as a policymaker, which researcher, which expert, which discipline, which center, how long? I'm going to leave you thinking about that one for a minute. And we have a whole series of mechanisms. You know, we have inquiries, we have calls for evidence, we have advisory bodies, we have individual connections built over time. There are many, many devices in there. And the Center for Science and Policy brings us yet another device which has certain strengths and weaknesses compared to some of those other devices. I think that the center is particularly useful at finding good frogs. They're not guaranteed. You know, they're not guaranteed princes. But I think Claire has made the point that even if it's not the prince, you're going to walk away with some really interesting information and ideas that might inform your thinking at some future point in time. If you go into every meeting with every academic thinking, this is the one that's going to solve my number one problem in 60 minutes, you will be disappointed. If you walk in going, I'm going to learn something that might be really interesting, you're going to be satisfied pretty much every time, I'm going to suggest. Why do we do it? It's dead cool. honestly, we live in our world, but our world is interested in solving problems that have meaning. And that meaning is often through policy and implementation through people like yourselves. It's really important to us, and we want to understand that your world, because it changes what we do as researchers. I change my research agenda. Just one example, we are now doing a lot more research on governance of the industrial system, and that's something that I've learned and picked up largely through communicating with policy fellows. Now, I've already talked for too much time. I'm going to apologize to those I've met for an hour. Hands up. You know who you are. You're trying to avoid me. You know, I realize you haven't spoken to me since I've arrived. I'm going to apologize in advance for every other policy fellow I might meet in the future. I think if you get your apology in early, it's a very good thing. It's an hour that you're never going to get back, right? But I'm going to suggest that maybe it's an hour in which we do sow a seed that might matter. Thank you.